The man who lives in the post office. He often wears a blue blazer, pressed trousers, and shined shoes, complete with tie and newspaper under the arm. Always the newspaper under the arm. He's the man who lives in the post office. Any evening, when you go into this particular branch of the post office, you can see him in his living room. It's almost embarrassing to peek into someone else's home like that. So, mostly, people just rush in, try to avert their eyes, and rush out again. This small, neatly dressed, bald-headed man stands at one of those waist-high tables most post offices seem to have nailed to the wall. He's always pretending to read the newspaper. He stares intently at the pages, leaning in to see the copy better, and never looks up. People are always startled the first time. In the hours of the night, when most small branch post offices should be empty, the neat little man stands there reading his newspaper, alert, as if he's about to finish and rush off to an appointment. Newcomers are a little nervous. What if he's a masher or a beggar? What if he actually speaks up in the middle of the night and scares you right out of your wits? But he doesn't speak. He just stands, shifts to another leg, and continues looking at his paper. Sometimes you can smell freshly cooked fast food in the air. The little man is eating his dinner behind the newspaper, pretending to read, hiding the Big Mac or whatever. Sometimes you can tell he's been napping, but he always gets his head up just in time for you to see him reading the paper, only the vestiges of peripheral vision movement in your memory. The lobby of the post office is air-conditioned in summer and heated all the time in winter, so it's a perfectly comfortable environment for the little man who lives there. It's quiet, peaceful, a free haven for those who live in noisy rooming houses or TV volume all the way up homes or quiet suburban homes that are as noisy and cold as tombs. It's a home away from home for anybody who needs a meditative break. At times, during the day, when the little man knows he might be arrested for loitering at the post office, you can see him walking around town, his newspaper folded neatly under his arm and his shoes glistening in the sun. He's always walking, wherever you see him. He only seems to stop at the post office after everybody's gone home for the day and the night is left to stragglers, coming in to mail a late letter or buy a stamp from the seldom operational stamp machines, or open a box full of junk mail to see if anything personal has sneaked in. You think about the little man in the post office at times in terms of your own life, and you wish that you, too, had a quiet place away from the mainstream, a little haven that nobody you know is aware of, an area of solace to call your own, a little place in the middle of a city where you can find your real home.